When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you,
is your website pretty?
Elvis is everywhere, man.
Does it work right?
He's in your cheeseburgers.
Can people find it?
Elvis is in Nutty Buddies.
Come on, you've been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. Hard to believe we've been doing this for a year and a half now. I hope you're finding the information on here to be helpful in your efforts to get your business found online. It's not getting any easier with each passing week, month, and year. So we're trying to help you navigate the quagmire, giggity giggity, that is today's internet. Not just with the obvious SEO stuff, but with your social media marketing and the foundational elements of your website's design and also the development side that makes the darn thing work. Because truth of the matter is, as we've covered in the past few months on the podcast, those elements are playing into your rankings, into your SEO. They are becoming more and more integrated. Thank you again for listening on iTunes and on Stitcher. Thank you for your love on Pinterest. Hit us up on Facebook with your questions, or you can go to our Ask a Question page on our website, or email us at info@minddnd.com. It's time for another Google update. I'm doing these about once a quarter. I don't want the podcast to be all about Google, but periodically we got to do this because there's a lot of goings on. It's been a busy last couple of months with them. So I got some good tips and info for you this week on the changes and modifications, whatever you want to call them, that Google has made and that you need to be aware of for your business. You know, our focus is mostly on Google because they have the lion's share of the search engine market, and the key word there is market. Organic SEO, which is doing what you need to do to get found in organic searches, is marketing. Google knows it, you really know it, and so do the other search engines. Truth is, if you're optimizing properly for Google, you're probably going to do fine on Bing, DuckDuckGo, and the rest of the search engines. And they all do count, but again, Google has the lion's share of the market. Now, those other search engines are a bit more old school with their emphasis on keyword placement. I mean, in some ways, they are very 5 years ago. But again, if you're careful with your methods, you'll do fine with them if you're optimizing for Google's search algorithm, because they kind of set the standard for everyone. Bottom line, always remember that search engines are all about the end user. Always remember this in your SEO efforts. The search engines aren't about you. They're not about the businesses. They're about the end user finding you when the end user is looking for that which you offer. They're not about you. They're about the end user. That's why we have to jump through all these hoops. Because for years, organic SEO methods, they really were, quite frankly, selfish. And when you think about it, all the keyword stuffing that was prevalent in years past, it was basically like you or me in a classroom of about 50, 100 or more people, and trying to raise your hand higher than everybody else. Hey, pick me, pick me, pick me. And that's not what search is all about. It's a matter of how relevant are you and how good of a job are you showing, how good of a job are you doing at showing Google how relevant you are. Those old organic SEO methods were selfish. It was all about loading up on keywords and overdoing these methods, and it was rewarded back in the day. But boy, how times have changed. This week, we're going to address these items. There's seven of them. I may even throw a bonus for you at the end. First, the real-time Penguin updates. Secondly, we're going to discuss Google dropping Google Plus pages from the Google search results, as well as dropping those reviews, which makes the next topic even more intriguing. Number three, we're going to cover how Google is really encouraging, if not pushing, businesses to claim their Google My Business listing. Don't be fooled by the Google Plus pages being dropped. If you weren't aware of that, we will cover that here shortly. This is part of the evolution of the algorithm where you want to read between the lines a little bit. On the one hand, they're dropping the Google Plus pages and the reviews, but on the other hand, they're strongly encouraging businesses to claim their Google My Business listing. More on that shortly. Film at 11. Now, number four, we're going to cover this one. This is one of my favorites. Don't remove your Google authorship coding from your author byline. I never did remove it, even though over a year ago, Google announced that they were no longer processing that data, which was a mixed message. And I'll get more into that one as well in just a few minutes. The fifth topic we're going to cover is the Google robocalling SEO lawsuit. If you haven't heard about this, you're going to love this. If you've been getting those irritating calls from people, this is a really good one that's been a long time coming. You know, those calls that you've probably gotten where the caller throws around the Google name for credibility, and they tell you they're a partner with Google, or they're calling on behalf of Google. Yeah, Google knows, they know, and they've taken action, backing up what we've been telling you here for the past year and a half. And the sixth topic we're going to cover, Google is trying to make Panda an ongoing real-time update like Penguin. The seventh topic we're going to cover is Google has penalized yet another link building network, SAPE. That's SAPE. This is interesting because, once again, the facts kind of get twisted like they did when Google penalized private blog networks, or PBNs, last year. I'll explain this again shortly. But first, let's get started with the information you need to know about these latest goings on with Google. First off, we're going to address the Google robocalling lawsuit. You'll recall, as I've covered from time to time on our podcast here, that I've constantly encouraged you all to hang up when you get a call, automated or otherwise, from someone claiming to represent Google or someone craftily stating that they're calling on behalf of Google or they're a partner with Google. Now, an interesting aside here is that I get calls all the time. I have my home mortgage through a company called NationStar. Some of you may have heard of them. There are all kinds of different mortgage companies out there. But I'll get calls, usually two or three calls a month, from people that say they're calling on behalf of NationStar to try to get me to refinance or whatever it is they're trying to get me to do. And I have some fun with this because I'll ask them, okay, you're calling on behalf of my mortgage company. Does your paycheck have their name on it? And then that's usually met with dead silence. Well, we're calling on behalf of the company. That's what they'll say. And I'll say, no, are you being paid by them? Are you an employee of them? And they'll dance around it. And then I've been cussed out for asking those questions, because when you ask those questions, people know that you're on to what they're doing. And it's easy for them to say they're calling on behalf of my mortgage company, but in fact, they are not a part of the mortgage company. It is a marketing ploy. And in this case, somebody says they're calling on behalf of Google or they're a partner with Google. Bullshit. Google has no partners, has no SEO partners. And the only way to be a so-called Google certified partner is to satisfactorily pass their Google AdWords certification program and demonstrate proper use and, I guess most importantly, a satisfactory spending budget. How much of an investment are you making into Google AdWords? That kind of does play into how seriously they take you. It has nothing to do with your organic rankings, however. always, we've harped on this all year on the podcast. SEO has nothing, or excuse me, pay-per-click has nothing to do with your organic search rankings. So when people say they're calling on behalf of Google, no, they're not. Google's not going to call you. If they claim they're a partner with Google, no, they're not. Especially if they're an SEO, they're not a Google partner. If they are engaging in pay-per-click and they say that they're a partner of Google, that's nothing special. That means they've passed, that means they've jumped through the hoops Google wants them to jump through, and they are a quote-unquote Google-certified partner. But as far as your organic rankings go, has nothing to do with it. What's more, you don't need their help to claim your Google My Business listing. That's the ploy that a lot of them use. You need to claim your Google My Business listing. You can do that on your own, or you can call somebody local, somebody that you can see face-to-face to help you with that. We do that for people, but you don't need to be doing that with somebody that you can't even see and that's calling you anonymously on the phone. And what I love is that very often those phone numbers are either, they either show up as unknown on your caller ID, or if you try to call them back, you don't get that same person, or you don't get connected to the entity that you think you're being connected to. If you need help, it's not from somebody employing these kinds of shady practices. Google announced on September 17th that they're actually suing an SEO company in California for making these calls and confusing people like you and me. And it is about time. These people are not legitimate. Even if they are legitimate, they're using illegitimate means to try to get your business, which to me makes them illegitimate. If your business is legitimate, be legit when you contact people. Again, if you get one of these calls, hang up. Now, second topic we're going to cover here. Google continues to roll out the latest Penguin update. Now, the purpose of this is to make Penguin an ongoing real-time update, so we won't be holding our breath for the next Penguin update. Now, Penguin's been around since about 2012, and it's put a lot of people out of business, quite frankly. Even though it affects 5 to 8% of search engine rankings, the rankings it has affected has put people out of business and even into bankruptcy. Penguin, to be clear, is an update that penalizes businesses for participating in link wheels and other linking schemes that serve no valuable purpose for the end user. It is solely to try to improve a business's rankings in the SERPs, you know, those link wheels and link schemes. Just to improve a business's ranking in the SERPs. And SERPs, that stands for search engine results pages, in case you were befuddled by that. The bottom line is that this is a reminder to not participate in any link strategy that looks shady in any way. But also, this will help if you've trusted an SEO that's gotten you into penalty. With an ongoing update, it shouldn't take quite so long to get your ranking recovery process going. Of course, if you've gotten into penalty through that SEO, you want to question their practices and make sure you know what it is that they're doing, because they are representing you. Now, the third Google highlight here, on September 17th, barely a month ago, Google announced that they were dropping Google Plus links and reviews from search results. Many of you may have made a Google Plus page for your business. And this announcement confused a lot of businesses and SEO professionals initially, because we were all thinking, wait, I thought you wanted us to have a Google Plus page for our business. Well, kinda. It's part of the algorithmic evolution, which made a lot more sense when Google announced a week later, and believe me, this will make more sense here shortly. They announced a week later our number four Google highlight for this week. And that is, just after that aforementioned announcement, Google began a real push to get businesses to claim their Google My Business listings. You'll notice in your information graphic listing that shows up in the SERPs that if you haven't claimed your business, it may have some basic information there. Very often it's going to be skewed and probably not accurate. And there will be a link that says claim this business. Google has really been cracking down on businesses that have not manually claimed their listing. Most importantly, you're missing out on better online presence and the benefits thereof if you've not bothered to manually claim your business listing. Don't take chances. Claim your listing today if you haven't already. This will ensure proper representation of your business, proper representation of your hours of operation, and any other information you want to show there. You can have pictures, video, etc. And especially with the rise of mobile search, you should make sure this is a done deal, because statistics have shown that when someone finds your business on mobile search and contacts you, they will usually make that decision or visit your location or what have you within a day. It's getting more and more immediate in that way. So you want to make sure that the way your business is represented online is exact, that it's accurate. Because, I mean, think about it. If your hours of operation are wrong and somebody looks you up on their mobile phone and they say, oh, they're open until 6 today, and they show up at 4 o'clock and you're closed, you just lost business, my friend. And you don't want that. And we don't want that for you. Now, number 5, I hope you are still using your Google authorship coding in your author byline for the articles that you write that are published either on your website or your guest posts that are showing up on another website. If you haven't been using Google authorship coding, you want to make sure that you are, because that will, well, I'll explain here shortly how that will benefit you as a writer. But see, last summer, Google announced that they were dropping authorship. But this was widely misinterpreted. A lot of people just stopped. They read this, and as our society is today, people read headlines and they fail to read the meat of what's going on. They take the headline too much at face value, and you can't do that anymore. We live in a very sensationalistic society. And there were many people who just stopped using their authorship coding because they thought, well, this isn't doing me any good. Google dropped it. Well, not really. See, Google has authorship and author rank. Authorship is basically the function that allowed your picture to show up in the SERPs alongside the link to your article. Google got rid of this around August of 2014, mainly because they were looking ahead and looking at the rise in mobile search. And they got rid of it mainly because all of those pictures that were showing up were slowing down mobile search. Now, author rank has remained valid all along, as this function attributes an article to a live human being, which is what Google and really all the search engines want. They want to know that this article, who wrote it? What do they look like? Are they a real live human being, or is this a bogus account that was set up from somebody who's using a fake name and wants to be anonymous? I mean, that's what this is all about. Make no mistake. Accountability. I remember my dad telling me as a child, the only ability is dependability or accountability. And it's true. For you as a writer, this whole author rank and authorship thing, it allows your body of work to be more easily found online. And this helps you to build up credibility with Google, and also allows you to build up a very easy to reference, or a more easy to reference, portfolio of your work. It's all basically done with the same piece of code on your byline. So really, you never had to change anything. You just had to understand your picture wasn't going to be showing up anymore. So make sure you're still linking your articles to your personal Google Plus profile. I never stopped with my own writing or my clients' writing because, again, the functionality and purpose remained valid. And the truth of the matter is now Google's saying we're not done with Google authorship. And that's why I keep maintaining this is a part of an evolution. Don't take every change necessarily as concrete. And what I'm hoping we'll do on the podcast is help you to read between the lines a little bit, because this is definitely one of those cases. A lot of people just think too concretely here, and they got rid of that authorship and author rank coding, which is, I mean, it's the same code, and it serves those two purposes. But that's a mistake, because author rank has remained valid all along, and now Google's saying that they're not done with authorship. So my guess is they're figuring out a better way for pictures to show up in searches where they're not going to be slowing mobile search so much. I could be wrong, but that would be my guess with this, because there's not another really valid reason for them doing this other than that. And the truth of the matter is, the great philosopher Rod Stewart said, every picture tells a story, don't it? And a picture of you lends credibility to that which you write. Now, point number six, Google is pushing for Panda to be an ongoing real-time update like they're trying to do with Penguin, as I mentioned earlier. Panda, as you'll recall, is the update that penalizes you for thin content. And this, again, is an effort by Google to make sure that what you're delivering on your website is truly in the best interest of your visitors, your users. Now, there's no specific word count that they're looking for, but if you keep your content on any given page to, say, 300 words or more, and this is very important, you're delivering truly helpful information on your pages and posts, you'll be in fine shape and you really have no worries. Don't fool yourself, though. Get second and, if necessary, even third opinions to be sure that you're really delivering helpful content on your website. Be your own best critic. And I say best, I don't like saying worst critic. It just sounds negative. And there's nothing bad about scrutinizing yourself to be better. Be your own best critic. If you do that scrutinization and also make sure that pictures don't outweigh actual content on your pages, you'll be okay. Now, point number seven, Google announced just this morning that it has penalized another link building network, SAPE. Emphasis there on the P, SAPE. That's SAPE. It's basically a paid link scheme, and you don't buy links. Paid links are bad news. It's basically a paid link scheme that Google has discovered and is exacting their proverbial wrath on. You may have never heard of SAPE, but it's worth noting that if you're in the dark as to what your SEO is actually doing for you, you may want to discuss this and paid links in general with them. Make no mistake, paid links are a no-no. Now, guest blog posts with a link to your website, mainly in the author byline, those are okay, even if you're paying those writers. But that puts emphasis on you. That in and of itself doesn't qualify as a paid link, but the onus is on you to make sure that the content itself, which represents you and your business, the content itself is valid and helpful, and that the websites they're being posted on are relevant to your business. This information got twisted last year when a major private blog network, or PBN, Got to have those beloved acronyms there. A major private blog network appeared to be penalized for violations of this rule. However, it wasn't the network itself that was penalized. And that, again, is what got lost in the shuffle there. It was those who were misusing the network and either posting or accepting the posting of their content on irrelevant websites. Google sees a lot of links coming to your website from a lot of sites that are not relevant to your business. That is a red flag. The good, legitimate PBNs have guidelines that surpass Google's requirements. The good ones don't take any chances. And as long as you use them properly, you'll be fine. But there are still those who will game the system, and they're the ones who wind up penalized. Now, we're almost done here, but I'm going to throw out a bonus fact for you, because this came through just a couple of days ago as well. And it's a topic that comes up a lot, given that our company, we design and develop websites. And depending on your budget, you may or may not be able to afford having someone professionally build a website for you. It's a part of being in business for yourself. You build up to that point, but what are you going to do in the meantime? And Wix is a very popular company that offers a simple and affordable solution for businesses. And just a couple of days ago, it was noted that Wix websites were dropping from search engine results. Now, if you have a Wix website, don't have a heart attack right now. Don't panic. Google has stated that they are fixing the problem. But it's worth noting that even though they're addressing it now, this is a good indication of the fact that websites like Wix, Squarespace, and the like probably will not perform well for you overall in the SERPs. I'm not saying they're not going to show up. And depending on how good of a job your competition is doing with their SEO, they may show up well. But in some ways, it's kind of a ticking time bomb. It's not anything that's going to kill you, but you do stand to lose ranking over time. You see, exceptions and fixes are not going to happen forever. And you should only look at these kinds of packaged solutions as a temporary fix if you can't yet afford a proper, independent, freestanding website for your business. Your best bet is always to have your own independent, freestanding website so you can better make modifications and better satisfy the search engines so you get the best ranking that you can achieve. Phew. Man, I'm glad this is recorded because you may want to go back and reference some of this stuff. It's a lot. I understand. It's a lot. But I wanted to get you up to date with what's going on going into 2016. You want to do some cleanup. And that's part of what we're here for, is to help you with that and guide you in the right direction. It's a lot of information, but we hope you found it helpful in your efforts to be found. We hope you find it worthy of your reference, and we hope you find it to be helpful in better uplifting your business's online presence. Seriously, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes. Look for us on Pinterest. And as always, send us your questions via Facebook, our website, or by email at info@minddnd.com. On behalf of the minds at Mind Development and Design, and not on behalf of Google, thank you again, and we'll see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?